LEO Mobile.
Yes.
How are you?
It's Jim, right?
Roger that.
I caught part of your call sign, so I was going off of voice recognition.
LEO, and you've been on the radio most of the day?
During most of the day, but I did not do like I did yesterday.
You know, for a lot of folks, thanks for doing all that.
Yeah, I was out helping the neighbors. Got one neighbor today that found out he was on oxygen and didn't have a generator to run it.
How are things up in the Transylvania County area?
At all. River's still got the county cut in half, and emergency services are working overtime.
The transmission lines coming from the power plant?
Heard anything. I know Pickens and most of Easley's got power back on, so that means they've got to be coming this way.
I'm here in Traveler's Rest, and some places I think have power, at least the traffic light at one of the major intersections there. You know where Walmart and Highway 25 is? Park Road crosses 25. That light was on, but the one down from it wasn't, and it was a huge traffic jam there at the next. I mean, traffic was backed up all the way. But the neighborhood that I live in is about a mile up that road from State Park Road, and very few people have power. The only ones that do are just on generator.
Most people up here without power. There's a few places in town that have power. But most of it is without. I talked to a couple of the guys at the fire department this afternoon, and they said it's going to be a while. The damage is just widespread.
I know there. I had heard that one of the big hospitals here at Greenville, not Greenville Memorial, but maybe the other one, the other big one here, had a big structural failure of some kind of atrium or something.
That's not good. I heard some of them were running on solely on backup power down there, so hopefully they get that restored pretty quick.
Hospitals are in good shape, though. They've got good big diesel generators, and they can last a long time.
This is getting diesel to run them. It only goes so far. And that's one of the main concerns up here now, is being able to get supplies in. And it's not looking good right now.
Out in your part of the country, it is that way. I did see a FedEx truck for the first time today. Came through the neighborhood.
That's surprising.
They do a lot of preparation planning for things, kind of things. Their company president is a big guy that does a lot of that kind of stuff.
They'd be smart. I mean, I think a lot of people might wake up for a little while since this hit and realize that might need to give some groceries and a backup plan to take care of yourself for a little while in the house.
Smart. Did I hear someone calling me? N0TR.
KO4LAO.
Hi, Jim. How you doing this evening?
Who's with Patrick there, KO4HKX.
And when we were referring to somebody smart, it was Miss Bernice.
I don't know. She married me, Patrick.
If law.
Got me in trouble now.
Your power there, Tom?
It's been running since 7:30 yesterday morning, so I guess about 26 hours, Jim. And I just crossed my fingers. It seems to be doing just fine, knock on wood. And I just thank the good Lord and Generac, because we got our air conditioning, we got hot water, and so many people don't have that right now. And that's a booger when you don't have hot water even. But I got a notice there earlier, and then Bernice said, I walked in the kitchen to get a glass of water, and she said that they said 97% of Duke Energy customers were still out of power. And my neighbor just come in from north of Myrtle Beach, Topsail Island, this morning. And he said, just up the street from us here on Gap Creek where they're repaving and that, he said, there's a big tree fell on the power line. He says, they haven't even done anything with that yet. Go ahead, Patrick.
I know it's pretty bad up here. They're not even started to clean up yet. They haven't even gotten in to access all the people that are needing checked on.
Go getting longer here. The more we go without power, there'll be new needs that pop up where people are needing help.
I went over, one of my neighbors, a Marine friend of mine, across the road, he come over to check on us this morning, and I give him a dozen eggs, and Bernice is going to start hoarding those, I think, for Oktoberfest. But at any rate, he said Phil, who's 83 years old, across the street, was going to come over and have me charge up his hearing aids. So I took him over one of these Type S battery boxes, you know, lithium batteries, like I keep in the car and in the truck for a jumper in the car. And he charged up his cell phone, and he charged up his hearing aids, and he was a pretty happy camper, by golly. And Patrick, you raising chickens now? I heard a rooster crowing today when I was listening to you.
But I was over helping the neighbor. I got an extra generator, and right now it's being passed around the community so they can charge refrigerators and run it as the oxygen backup. At night, so I was over there helping them when I had that conversation.
Well, that's out of character for him, Jim, doing somebody some good there, you know. I know him pretty well. Kudos to you, Patrick. That's very nice of you. I kept hearing that rooster. Well, Patrick went to the chicken man and got him some new chickens. Oh, that don't mean they lay for 6 months. Well, I just took this Type S charger that I bought at Costco's off. Those things are a miracle. My neighbor actually jumpered his big diesel with one of those one time. And I'm sure you know all about them, Patrick, being in the business. But, it's nice that neighbors are coming around checking on us, and we're helping other ones out a little bit, and you've done a great job, Patrick. You're a great representative of amateur radio, and I mean that with all sincerity. You and Shane and a lot of folks on here have been just really great. Well, we got to go run down to Anderson to the podiatrist on Monday. I was going to fill my car up with gas the other night, and I didn't, like a dummy. And we come out up here on Rutherford Road, and we was north of Willis's. So I didn't. But there's a half tank in the Avalon and a full tank in the Tacoma. And, about 30 to 35 miles a gallon on the highway. That should be more than sufficient to get us to Anderson and back anyways. Now go ahead, Jim. I think it is next. If it isn't, Patrick, this is in 0TR.
Have you checked the oil in that Generac generator?
Jim, I buy a kit online, and every 6 months or whenever the orange light comes on the end of it, I check the water, change the oil, and I keep Mobile One in it, and I change the air filter and two new spark plugs. I'd have to pull the drawer out here and check. It's only been about a month ago, but it's never ever burned any oil, but it's never run this long. but it does have a sensor on it that will shut it down.
Okay, that doesn't have that on it, but I got to thinking about what kind of oil does it take. You know, I get one of the local companies here that services it for me, and so I started looking around for, I downloaded the manual, started looking around to see what kind of oil it takes, and but so far it's kicking along pretty good. It's just like you, mine's been running since 6:30 yesterday morning, and best I can tell, it's not burning any oil at all.
Only run mine for about 4 hours today, and then I shut it down. Trying to conserve as much propane as I can, because there's no telling how long we're going to be without power up here.
W4SOE.
I got to run over here, and Bernice got a snack for me, and help her down the stairs a little bit. I'll be right back. Just send your OTR. Go ahead, SOE.
I second all of those comments on Patrick and Shane and everybody, man. You guys are rock stars. You really are. Found some fuel, if anybody's looking. The Circle K across from the Waffle House at Pelham and 85. Just recently got power. They are selling fuel, and there's not a terrible line.
Appreciate you relaying that information in here, and I tried to get a hold of you earlier today about 276. It is impassable.
Yeah, I tried to get back on the repeater. I had to take my generator offline to service it a little bit, and I was away from the radio. And I got the same information. In fact, Billy called me back, Billy Irwin, and said that they were going to have to helicopter fuel up there to that repeater site.
Take diesel or gas?
He said he thought propane, so they were going to haul some propane propane cans up there. I don't know. I was just looking for a site survey, and
now, repeater, are you talking about needing fuel?
I'm not entirely sure. I think it was one of the Kenwood repeaters that services Pickens County, I believe. And it had probably run out of fuel or was darn near close to it. So they were trying to just assess what 276 looked like up to Caesar's Head.
I've ventured out a little bit today, and I can probably make it from my house, but I don't have anything but 20-pound cylinders of propane.
Yeah, it's taken care of. It's taken care of, at least, as far as I understand. They already had a plan, and we're trying to locate or spin up a helicopter, as I understand it.
KO4HKX into Jim to answer your question. It's either the one up here on Caesar's Head or the one over on Glassy, but you ain't getting to either one of them very easily.
Well, so this repeater is in good shape. It's right next to one of the TV towers, I think, isn't it?
It's actually located on the W4YFF tower, and it's running, from what I understand from Leroy earlier today, their backup power is supplying power to this repeater also.
It's like service, so I appreciate that very much, being able to, for this thing to still be working.
About that service, it looks like I put oil filter plugs, air filter, and I put 1.9 quarts of Mobil 1 5W30 in it. It uses 1 quart and 29 ounces on April 1st. And so I'll order another kit. I order that stuff from Electric Generators Direct. It's a really good website, and that's where I bought my generator from, matter of fact. And the guy down here at one of the big heating, ventilation, and air conditioning places that I know, that's a friend, he told me that I got it for just about what they give for it. So I highly recommend them. They've been real user-friendly to me. It all comes in a kit. Now, I could go down to the Advanced Autos or O'Reilly's or someplace and just buy the stuff and cross-reference it. There's nothing in there that's out of the ordinarily special on it, Jim. Pass it on to the next gentleman.
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo. I just came into this, so it may be late. Does anybody know about Bearwalla repeater, if it's up or not?
The 146640 machine?
Yes, sir.
I knew it was up. I haven't heard any different, so, but I haven't tried it this evening.
I've tried it a couple of times through the past couple of days. I just haven't heard any traffic. I wasn't sure if it was up or not. Thanks a lot, 73.
I'm pretty sure they're there. It's just I don't hear much on it, so that's why I'm over here on the 610 most of the time.
This is KE6KEN. This is Ken. I just flipped over to the 640 to see if I could pull it up. I still can't get it here, and I usually can get it quite clearly.
Batteries may have went dead then. I know they're just like everybody else. They're on battery backup, so the batteries may have died on it. Usually, I think they say they got about a day and a half, maybe 2 days on it. So with all the traffic that's been on them, it may have went down.
So have you guys followed any of the Mount Mitchell repeater today? It's been quite amazing. It's a real mess up in the mountains, Asheville and surrounding area.
I've been to it a little while today, but like I said, I've been mainly sticking to the 610 and trying to help out locally here where I can.
Hey, Patrick, W4SOE. I don't know if you've heard Western North Carolina. And, I'm sorry, North Carolina, but primarily Western North Carolina is running a net up on 7.232. And also K4EMD, which is the South Carolina EOC, they're also hanging out and monitoring 7.232.
Tar Heel net, is it not?
No, not to my knowledge. I've just heard, there was some stations. There was a station in Buford, Georgia that was running relay looking for traffic out of Western North Carolina, specifically west of Charlotte. They had not heard many people out of there at all. It's probably a lot of health and welfare traffic. I don't know that the EOC is taking health and welfare requests, but I do know the North Carolina Oxcom group and relays from Georgia are hanging out on 7.232.
I'm spinning over there now. We'll see what's going on. Appreciate that information, John. Jim, go ahead and pick it up.
There's, I thought the North Carolina group is on 3.923. Is that right?
There are some additional 80-meter frequencies. I'm mobile right now. I just filled up a gas camp. When I get back to the house, I'll get those as well. They're written down on my notepad.
That's where they hold their evening nets. And then, of course, the South Carolina group is on 3.919, isn't it?
Yeah, but Sean, what was that frequency again one more time?
7.232. Lower sideband, of course.
I'm there now.
See, the South Carolina EOC comes in occasionally, and they are monitoring it, but I think they're short staffed. So if you send anybody there, tell them to keep calling. But if they can reach SC Hart repeaters on the western side of South Carolina, K4EMD is also monitoring those.
Appreciate that information, Sean.
Yep, I hate to bust up your conversation. I just thought I'd get that in while I had time and thought about it.
This is Jim, KO4LAO. The South Carolina
K4EMD, they were up on 145.370, their repeater there.
That might be one of, I believe that's one of the SC Heart link repeaters. As I understand it, as I was told earlier this afternoon, the only repeaters in that network that are linked are the ones on the western side of the state up here. And I believe that is one of them. Also able to monitor the Mount Mitchell machine, 145.190.
The ham radio groups in the area are jumping on here and doing everything they can.
I have to make a quick errand here, so I'm going to say 73 to you guys, and I'll check in later, and I'll try to reach 7.232 and maybe hang out and listen to there for a while, but I will check in on the net with you guys later. KO4LEO, clear on your final.
Jim, there's a guy at 7.233 that is totally obliterating 7.232 presently in zero geo.
A lot of power on that frequency.
Let's see. See, they're just BSing there on 233. So he needs to be at least 30 kgs away, not to be QRM in 232, as you well know. And I can't, if I put it on 232, I can't. All you can hear is the QRM, Jim.
All I'm getting to, KO4HKX.
Somebody may want to go up there and ask them to QSY because of an emergency net. They may do it, they may not. Evening, guys. KG4LSL on the mobile. Well, the only way to know is for someone to go up and ask. You know the answer is going to be one of two things.
Okay, gents, KO4LEO, y'all have a good evening, and we'll talk to you down the road. KO4LEO, clear.
Nice hearing you, Jim, and Gerald Taylor. Yeah, I think we got an open mic.
I was about to say the same thing.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like on this end. Gents, I'm pulling in the neighborhood. I will get on the desktop radio when I get in and get this gas unloaded. And, Patrick, I'll pass along those other frequencies to you.
Where was that gas at on Dillon Road available? Our kids are down at Clemson at the ball game tonight. I thought I'd pass that on to them. It's in 0TR.
It is at the Circle K at Pelham and 85. It's up on the Pelham Road in part, obviously, across from the Waffle House, the Circle K.
Thank you. Well, they live south of 14 in Pelham, so I'll text them, and on the way home, they might take that into consideration. 73, catch you later.
Anderson and they need gas. There's gas at Whitehall Road and Highway 28 bypass at the Quick Trip. They've got gas and are not a mile long line. KG4LSL.
I'm at the house. I'll be back, Patrick and company. W4SOE.
I'm thinking of you. While I'm absorbing this cherry cheesecake.
I went out today and I splurged and I had me a butter pecan hot fudge sundae.
One thing that can compare to Bernice's cooking, and that's not cooking. If anybody wants to do that, I went out and mowed the backyard and got rid of the leaves out there and worked my tail off picking up. Oh my gracious! You can't imagine the limbs that are down out back out there. and I never even started out on a field out back.
Wait till you see the pictures I got from today.
I can't view any pictures at all. And I did finally get one from Chad, of his son, and I've been thinking about that all day and hoping he's doing all right, because back surgery's not a... It's not a good thing, put it that way. Any surgery, but back surgery's a booger. Bernie said that. But our thoughts and prayers are with him. And, I'm kind of stoved up, done for tonight, but great to hear you all on here still. I don't know how you do it.
I'm just trying to do my part. The more people I can help, the better off this situation is for everybody.
I don't realize it until it happens when you get out of electricity, gasoline, hot water. But I knew it would be a real mess out there today, because I told everybody, don't drive, stay home, let emergency vehicles go, and they walk among us, and they also drive among us.
Like I said, I ventured out for just a few minutes so I could get some cell service. We went looking for it, and the only place that had it was a little ice cream shop, so we pulled in there and went in, and they were trying to sell everything. They were giving stuff away if people couldn't afford it. They were, you know, they had hot dogs and ice cream, that kind of stuff, and they were giving it away if people couldn't afford it or didn't have cash. And I went in there, and I got a sundae, and wife got some ice cream, and we put some extra money in there to help cover some of the other people that didn't have cash. There was quite a few of them that come through while we were there.
If you keep doing things like that, you've been doing enough, I'll tell you, but that's nice, Patrick. I'm worried about the kids going to Clemson tonight, but they had splurged and bought three tickets to it, so I knew that hard-headed football-playing daughter of mine was definitely going to go, and her husband's about as bad. But Jordan went, the younger grandson. I didn't think he's that big a football fan, but I don't know why the older one didn't go, but he didn't go. I think he was probably out with his girlfriend or something. But I suppose they're about as safe as they could get out on I-85, if anybody's safe out there.
Yeah, I don't say, is there any such thing as safe on 85?
A big negative. Well, maybe you can get out and do your job on Monday. Oh, I was going to ask you, you know how much propane is a gallon? So far, mine's only went down about 10%, so I feel pretty lucky. But the only big load on it would be the water tank or the air conditioner, because as far as lights go, most of them here, except when I come down here to the radio room at night, I run some, fluorescent ones that are red. And I just wondered how much a gallon propane was now.
I bought any in a while, but last time I did, it was $3.50, $3.60 a gallon, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Siri said it was $2. But Siri's been rather slow. I turned on that personal hotspot on my phone, which I know nothing about, and I don't know how to get it over to my computer, but that's what she said just a while ago, was $2, and I thought, that doesn't sound right.
It's more than $2, but I'm sure it'll go up now with all this going on. But I do have a pretty good-sized tank. I got about a 400-gallon tank out back behind the house, and it's at 65%, so I'm good for a little while.
W4SOE.
W4SOE is in Gerald TR. Yeah, Patrick, I think mine's down to 60%, and it's 325.
I've been all over the place today.
All right. Patrick, do you have a pin?
Had a pin waiting on you.
As I understand it, 3 decibel 990 and 3 decibel 993. That was the last information that I received for South Carolina.
Carolina, sideband net.
I don't know what type of organized net it is. I know that there were stations willing to help in monitoring those frequencies tonight. And then for North Carolina, I've got 3 decibel 922, 3 decibel 927, 3 decibel 928. That one seems a little odd to me, considering 27 is really close to it, but that's what I wrote down.
I will move up to 80 meters and check them out and see what's going on.
And one more for North Carolina. This will be their daytime frequency, and I think this is just a group of hams helping. This is not the EMD or EOC or whatever. But they're helping folks in Western North Carolina, and that will be at 7.275.
KO4HKX, I appreciate that information. I will definitely move up on these and see if there's anything out there that I can help with.
Man, boy, I'm tired. I'm having a nice cold glass of water. Out.
And everything you've been doing, and like I said, after all this clears, try to get up with you and get a little more information about the area stuff.
Happy to do it, Patrick. And I echo what that gentleman said earlier while I was waiting in the gas line. Man, you're a rock star. You and Shane and others, I don't know everybody's name, but N4ZLK and yourself, that man's just killing it. Absolutely killing it. Good job.
Fine words, but I'm not doing anything above and beyond, in my opinion. I'm sitting here at a desk. I'm limited on what I can do here, so I got to stay occupied with something.
Take in here. For TOA, Grant, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. We're just a couple miles from Caesar's Head, and yeah, there's a lot of devastation up here. There's roads washed out. It's amazing, but everybody seems to be pulling together, and appreciate what everyone of you is doing for the net.
And I appreciate it, and thanks for the kind words. And I don't know if you know or not, but the cantina right down the road from you is offering a free warm meal, and if you can get there.
10-4 on that, yeah. Everybody's pulling together up here. Obviously, we're on generator, but there's no fuel, and there's no real way in and out of Transylvania County, which is, Brevard, Mills River. I hear Hendersonville is a wreck. There's roads washed out. It's, it's everything that's been repeated today, but, it's a mess.
And it's going to be that way for a while because they haven't even made it to all the calls yet to do welfare checks and emergency stuff. They're still answering those calls, much less trying to get into the cleanup stages.
That's correct. It's amazing. Hey, can I ask for a welfare check? My son is in Raleigh, North Carolina. He knows I'm an amateur radio operator, and I could give someone his phone number and just give your call, and he'll know that we're okay. This is about the first time we've been able to get out, just getting our generators up and firing up our amateur radio equipment.
I'll be glad to do that. I will make a special trip out tomorrow and call him myself.
This is W4SOE. I've got phone service now, so if you want to send the number, I'll call right away.
Sir, that'd be great. It's 828 577-6316. Copy.
Thank you. 877
316.
That's correct. And then we've already prepped and everything, so if one of you kind gentlemen would send him a text with your call sign and give my call sign too, we'll know we're all clear.
Stand by.
Other than that, you doing okay? You need anything?
Good up here. We've got fuel. I think all the gas stations and everything are pretty much wiped out. You know, obviously, fuel trucks can't get into us here. So, but there are a couple of stations that are out of power and have been out of power since the storm started. So there should be some fuel in the tanks whenever they get power restored.
And the problem is going to be getting there because there's lots of roads that are washed out. Not just flooded, they're washed out.
What was your name, sir? Was that Grant?
It's Grant. Grant, W4TOA.
Roger, sending the text now.
As I do appreciate it.
Buddy, if there's anything else we can do, just reach out on the repeater.
I'm going to be shutting down my generator, so I'll be offline. But anyway, I appreciate everything you guys are doing. W4TOA, clear.
TOA, Grant, have a good evening, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow. KO4HK. Tom, you still in there?
Just had a little bit of the HF on at 3.995. There is somebody there, but I don't know who it is because I was going to offer to make the same phone call that Sean did, but... kudos to him. I'm just sitting here, Patrick. Go ahead. This is Gerald T.R.
Moved over and checking some of these HF frequencies that Sean gave me there so I can see what's going on. Need to get a little more information out because there's not much coming out of this part of the county.
Much, much worse than I even thought it was. I feel very sorry for those folks up there. By the way, I get my propane from Feral Gas, F-E-R-R-E-L-L, I think. But they got a supply depot down here on 14, so I know when I send the bill in for the tank, it has to go up North Carolina. And I got to checking, and they do have delivery from right down here, so I don't think I'll have any trouble getting a propane truck out if I should need it.
But it'll be a while before you need it. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. But, you know, I know Feral Gas, they got a place right out the road from me in Etowah. But I can actually get my propane from down out of Cleveland. They're right above Traveler's Rest. They're one of my customers, and they service up this area, so they do me real well.
Sir, in case somebody needs in. Yeah, that sounds great, Patrick. I know years ago when we first had this put in, I drove down by it, but I can't remember it now. It's been too many years ago. But I've only had to have the tank topped off one time, and she said, well, you don't need to do that. I used to run a propane generating system, Patrick, when I worked up in Kansas at that plant for 32 years. And I had a carburation network on it in a house. And I would go over there, and there was three propane generators. All that is there was two scuba tanks, and each one of them, they vaporized 70 gallons an hour. And then right beside it was a 30,000-gallon propane tank. You had to climb a ladder just to get up on top of it. I swear that thing must have been a half a block long, Patrick. But I would mix it in through these Maxon valves and that at an air-gas ratio that through that carburation network that equals natural gas. That way I didn't have to go around and reorifice about 100 heaters that I had to take care of. Go ahead.
Let me butt in here. This is KQ4GWP Hayden. Just want to give an update. The QT and Sphinx located in Easley, next to that big old megachurch. The QT just reopened, just refilled with gas. There's no line, no wait. There is gas there. I just filled up. So I just want to give that update. Sphinx down the road, is also open with minimal line. WP.
Mason in here. I'm sure it won't be long until there's a line there.
Hey, we'll see how it goes. Thanks. I'll be out on your final. KQ4 GWP.
Be safe out there, KO4 HKX.
You break in at any time. Patrick and I were just carrying on a little bit of a conversation in between reports, but emergency traffic takes precedence for sure. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, Tom, I think I'm going to bow out here for a little bit, and I'm going to monitor this HF frequencies and see what's going on, and see if I can do anything there. But I appreciate everything you and Miss Bernice have done to help me, and I hope both of y'all stay safe down there. And if there's anything I can do, please reach out. KO4HKX. Standing by.
Good to hear you tonight, Patrick. I bet Gary might want that information about those places in Easley. Been thinking about him, too. Take care, Patrick. And like I said, there is somebody on 3.995, but I don't know if it's a net or what it is. This is NGRLTR of KO4HKX, clear.
I did get a text message from our little buddy over in Liberty. He is safe and doing okay.
Oh, that's great. Glad to hear that, because you missed that one night. Okay, Patrick, thank you. NGRLTR.
Anybody.
For IGH, with the comment for the Lyman and Welford area.
KO4HKX.
Just be advised, I spoke with some of my neighbors. They were speaking with the local sheriff's department. They were advising there were some attempted break-ins in the Wellman, Lyford, Wellman, I can't talk today, Lyman, Welford area. I guess they already broke into a Dollar General, but reports that they've been going around to other houses with the house power. So just advising for everyone to make sure you're going to crawl spaces and doors or locked.
Sir, I am sorry to have to announce something like that in this situation, but there are some awful, pathetic people out there.
Wanted to provide that info for the Lyman Welford area. Thank you for IG.
Contacted Grant's son and have a brief message for him. Did he come back?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. W4 TOA.
All right. He said, please let him know I'm doing well. I'm glad he's okay. Break. I flew twice today. Flights went great, even in some crazy winds, and I've seen pictures of Western North Carolina, and it's awful. Break. My dad in several days and was starting to get worried, so thank you.
Fantastic. This is what it's all about. I do appreciate all you guys' help. Have a blessed evening. I've got to turn off my generators to save some fuel. Don't know how long this will last up here. Take care, everyone. W4TOA. Appreciate the help.
Yeah, Grant, and if you end up needing some or need me to get another message to it, call me. I'm not always on this machine, but I check in with Patrick and company, so just let us know.
Sure will. Thank you again. W4TOA, clear.
Thanks, Patrick. I got to walk the dog, and I'll be back. W4SOE.
W4HKX, standing by. Oh, but go ahead with your messenger.
Patrick, this is Vince, KM4AIT, Kilo Mike 4 Alpha, in the Tango. Just wondering if you heard from CSW 4 IOA out of, I guess it's the Hendersonville area, Fletcher.
Actually been so busy down here, hadn't even thought about it, but I will make an effort to see if I can't get over there, and I may jump over there on the 6-4 machine and see if it's up. If not, I'll jump over on the 147-105 and see if somebody's heard anything from him.
I've tried several times to call in the last couple of days. Can't get him on the phone. And I, as of 2 hours ago or 3 hours ago, 640 was not up, so you can try again. But thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it. KM4AIC.
A little bit slower. It's pretty scratchy on my end. Last station. I couldn't make out what you were saying there.
He's just making a call, Patrick.
Eddie?
Go ahead.
I talked to Sid Thursday night, and I don't know if KM4AIT is still listening, but I live across the mountain from Sid, and I don't have phone service in. Neither does my friend about 4 miles away. So most of us in this area can't make calls or answer calls, but we can text.
One more time, please, ma'am.
Kilo, Mike, 4, Echo, Foxtrot, Tango. And I'm 4 miles northeast of Hendersonville, right across the mountain from Sid, where Sid lives.
Fletcher, I'm over in Penrose right outside of Bavard next to the DuPont State Forest, but I don't have any service up here either. It's, you can forget landlines, cell phones, all of it's down.
Not sure, though. I'm technically in Hendersonville or Mountain Home, the Mountain Home Fire District, but I still use my phone a little bit, like I can text and do a few little things. I get got some internet, believe it or not. But I can't make a call, and I can't make a phone call, and then people can't call me as far as I know.
Can I get a name, please, ma'am?
Shannon.
That way, if I might have to reach out to you for something else over in that area, lots of people trying to make connections here yonder and about, and I've just been jotting down names and location and call signs, so can try to move traffic around or help somebody to check on something.
Firewalla repeater that's up, as far as I know, is 147.105. It's still up. So that's normally what I'm monitoring. But I didn't realize I could hit this on low power. I don't have electricity, and I'm just on a battery right now.
Conserve that battery. And have you heard from Leon NC9V over in that area?
I don't know that person. I haven't been on the radio a whole lot lately.
He's on 147.105 quite a bit because he's in Hendersonville. It's hard for me to get it from my location, but when I'm traveling through, I try to get a hold of him over there. But thank you for coming back with that information. I'll let you conserve your battery so you're not using it up. KO4HKX.
I've got another battery, and if this keeps going, I have a solar kit, like a solar panel kit, that I can pick up. I just haven't done it yet. Well, it's not been sunny either very much. KM4EFT.
KX, KI4DOS. Trying to get on the Echo Link and the repeater report. Both of those are down. I can't get both either one of those logged in. Were you able to get to either one of them last night?
I have not. I just had strictly RF last night.
That's the way it'll go tonight. That's the way it looks right now anyway. I did text our net manager and see if something was wrong on his end. He may not be at power. If he doesn't, that makes sense because that goes through the computers at his house.
I was talking to Dave on the radio. He did not have any internet, and that's the main issue.
Yeah, Charter is down over there. I think his is charter.net. And if the power poles and the lines are down, then there you go. That makes more sense, doesn't it?
I live real close to him, and ours is down too, Gary. Spectrum Charter, then 0 Charter. 1C.
I was talking to one of my neighbors. He works for Charter Spectrum, and him and actually his supervisor was out there cutting a tree down, and he told me that if the power is out, Spectrum is out. They have to have power in order to make everything work.
Pretty much what I was thinking is you can't have one without the other.
And he said they have no idea. They're basically waiting for Duke to get everything up because he said there's no point in them coming out if they can't test anything.
Not surprising, and that's going to be a while, I believe, because they have a lot of outages.
I agree, yes, there's a lot of breaks in the power system. I'm surprised it easily has as much power as it does.
Great, just a quick heads up for you. If you need gas, the Sphinx and the QT just got gas in.
Yeah, depending on the crowd from the football game that comes back up through there tonight, they'll probably be out by morning. So, I ain't worried about it. We got that done. I did get my ridge vent patched up today to where I won't have a leak if it rains again, so I'm hopefully I'll be in good shape there. But in the computer era, just a marvelous thing, you know. The internet goes down and everything shuts down. I ain't never liked computers from the first one I've seen.
They can be a good thing, but they don't need to be so dependent on being interconnected to everything. What's wrong with the days of having it on the hard drive and you using it right in your location, and that's it?
I heard they sold out of Valium here already for the kids because they don't have their Facebook, Gary.
Oh, they're losing their mind, W4SOE.
They didn't have much of a mind to lose to start with if they got to depend on them Facebook and computer games and all that other trash to start with. Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to stand by here. I'll call in here in a few minutes. Tom, you take care. Patrick, Matt, I didn't catch that other gentleman's call, but appreciate you chiming in there, and we'll talk to all of y'all here in a little bit. And Patrick, at KM4EFT, I believe her name is Shannon. I hadn't talked to her in years. She used to be on here quite a bit. But she got, I don't know what happened, but she quit checking in with us. But maybe she'll come back one of these days soon. Anyway, this KI4DOS, I'm standing by for the day.
We're showing our age, Gary. Say hi to Joy. She's a real child.
She got her name and location over there. And good to know that she's been around a little while and used to come in here. She said that she didn't know she could hit that on low power from her location, so she may have moved to a different location. So hopefully she'll start coming back in here now that she realizes it. But that was Sean, W4SOE, that come in there earlier. But I'm going to step aside and let you take over the net and get ready for that. KO4HKX, standing by.
4NQT Mobile. Has anyone heard anything about power in Powdersville?
Yes, I have not heard anything about power over there in Powdersville. They're working as hard as they can, them good guys out there. My hat's off to them. They're doing a good job, and they're working as quickly as they can. In my neighborhood, they've got power to a few houses, and in other places do not have. Because they've still got a lot of trees down that have to be cleaned up first. I got to get the trees and stuff off the power lines before they get the power lines back in there. But I hope you get your power back real quick over there in Powdersville. KI4DOS.
Understand. Thank you for that report. KN4NQT Mobile, I'll be clear.
As
KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Folks, we're going to be doing this the old-fashioned way tonight. No internet. The echo link is down, and the pre-net check-in function on the repeater is down. I don't have any of that here at my location, and I'm sure that where it originates, as soon as it comes back up, we'll have it again. We'll do it the old-fashioned way and just do RF check-ins. Hopefully, we'll have a whole bunch of you folks coming in, and for the thousands of you out there that are still without power, just be patient. These fellas are working as hard as they can. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for that? Please call KI4DOS.